Proverbs Every Day, episode 323. Talking Proverbs 18 today. Let me pray for you, and we'll get started. Father God, thank you for another day that you've given us. As I'm recording this, Father, that I actually thank you for keeping friends of mine in St. Louis safe. And I do pray for all those others that were affected by that unprecedented tornado striking down within the city there. Very, very hard situation, Father. And I do ask for your provision there, Father. This morning, I do ask for our understanding as we dive into this chapter of Proverbs. And I ask that you would grant us the peace of mind and the understanding that we need to be able to leave our world a little bit better than we found it. Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book, reading the whole chapter. Proverbs 18, reading from the Modern English Version. He who separates himself seeks his own desire. He seeks and quarrels against all wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. When the wicked comes, then also comes contempt, and with dishonor, reproach. So there's kind of a progression there. Yeah, interesting. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Huh. So yeah, that makes sense. So it means, so deep waters, meaning you had to... To get the truth out of that, it'd be like having to get a bucket into a very deep well, as I think what this is very much saying. But the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. In other words, it's out there. It's ready to go. And it's not a mystery. You don't have to dig for what it means. It's right there. We live in a world where there's so much veiled that it's kind of starting to make me frustrated, but this is kind of saying, look, it doesn't have to be like that, you know. So in other words, the words of a man like myself, you know, I will tend to make things flowery, or I'll have an agenda. That's just the nature of who we are as people. We're not perfect. There's only been one perfect man. And so it's just getting the true meaning sometimes difficult. So that's why we just focus on what does wisdom say about this? All right, good stuff. Verse 5, it is not good to favor the wicked or to turn aside the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for flogging. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of the soul, of his soul. Again, it's not about punishment, it's about consequence. It's not for us to decide, and frankly, what this is saying is very true. God doesn't need to punish people on earth. Their foolishness does it for them. You know, it's punishment in and of itself. The results of what they're doing do it for them. So, you know, God doesn't need to step in on that. Anyway. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down to the innermost parts of the body. He who is also slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great waster. Great waster. Huh. It's a very interesting way to say that. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. So it's just like, that's a quality verse. I like that one. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, and as high wall in his own, and as high a wall, saying, let me, and as a high wall in his own conceit. So we have a contrast here. We're saying that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. But a rich man's wealth is a strong city. Now, what we're seeing here is a contrast between safe and conceit. So it's not saying that wealth in and of itself is a bad thing. What we're looking at here is that we are seeing a where's your security? Where's your sense of strength lying? Is it in God, or is it in what you can build? And so that's what this is saying. It's not saying that wealth is bad in and of itself. Wealth is just a thing. But if you're putting your security in that, that's something that would be a high wall that isn't really as high as you think, or there'll be a plane coming overhead to drop a bomb on you anyway. That's the kind of thing that we're saying here. So put your security in God where it belongs, not in things like wealth. Verse 12, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. All right. Looking at you, all you people who comment on a post before you actually read it. And I catch people in this all the time, and I don't mean to. I always have that belief that somebody's going to actually read the whole thing before they engage with me, but they read the first part and they react to that. And a lot of people are taking advantage of that laziness. So it's folly, and it's shameful, and it should be. If you're not going to take the time to read the whole thing, don't take the time to comment. That's as simple as that is, you know. You're just going to make yourself look stupid. A spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. I've seen that translated a little differently, but that's okay. Verse 16, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Okay, so this is the bribe thing coming up again. But so this is basically saying that the way it's presented is not like a, you need to be doing this or not. It's descriptive, not prescriptive. It's just one of those observations that, you know, you can... Yeah, but at the same time, I think there's a truth here as well of that the gift makes room, meaning that, you know, brings him before great men. It it is one of those things where it's just like gaining influence, you know, giving a gift is a way to do that. But I think, and this has been really key too, actually a big part of this book, Everyone Communicates Food Connect, which by the way, I'm organizing a reading party in July, sorry, in June for this. Look for more details about that soon. But one of the things that's in here is very much about, if you want to connect with people, you need to think of them first. And so sometimes that gift is just as much being someone who is serving them first. And that actually puts you in a place of influence. Whereas just basically demanding it because you're popular or whatever, you know, the like majority of celebrities out there seem to have this notion that they're famous or whatever, so therefore people will, you know, just kowtow to them. Not all of them. I mean, there's a few examples that come to mind even that don't live that way, and it's very obvious. But, you know, by and large, you know, if you are famous, you tend to just expect that people are going to be, you know, literally just giving you things, which is just weird when you think about it, that the wealthy get more. But, yeah, something Jesus said in the parable of talents too. So, you know, it's just a reality. Verse 17, he who is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. In other words, just because you said it first in protest doesn't mean that that's going to stand up to scrutiny. The lot causes contentions to cease and keeps the mighty ones apart. So this is what we were talking about the other day, where the idea is that God created gravity after wisdom. And so casting lots is a way to say, we're just going to let gravity or God decide. We're going to let creation decide, because we can't make up our minds who's right and who's wrong. And so if there you have two people that are mighty, you know, it's able to keep them from having that contention by, if they both agree, it's like, okay, so since we can't come to an agreement, we'll just cast a lot and whoever wins that is the winner, that sort of thing. It's simple, but if both parties agree to it, then it's good. Now, we all know human nature, and we know that that's not always likely to happen, but that is what this is talking about. And so if we followed wisdom, we'd follow things like that. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's stomach will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips will he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. It's one of my favorites. And I've often wondered why this is how God made us, that we have that power in the tongue. We're living in an age where increasingly this is under attack, and Satan is trying to take that power from us by making people afraid to truly speak out in their own voice. Many times people are not speaking out in their own voice. They're actually using other voices by, you know, just, and this is always a tough thing, because I'm not saying it's wrong to share things and things that other people have made. But I think if we're not able to do the same thing, if we only share what other people have done and never what we've done, if we always share other people's words and not our own words, then we run the risk of losing that power. And I don't want that for you. I would rather, and that's one of the reasons why, by the way, when I ask you to share what we're doing here, and share this daily practice of reading a proverb, I ask you to share it with a commentary, you know, why this matters to you. not just, hey, this is a cool thing, or hey, DJ did this. I really love it when people share, hey, you know what? This is transforming my life. Hey, you know what? Today's episode had this to say, and it's really impacted me in this way. That is high quality, and it keeps you in that power of the tongue. Not all of us are called to like speak in public and things like that, and that's fine. But we need to recognize that's a death and life are in that power. It is really the ability to change people's lives are really in when we communicate at a heart level with them and truly connect. That's really where that power is. And so, yeah, it just, you know, it's a Sunday. I'm preaching at you. Verse 22, whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. It's funny because in comparison, it took me a little while, longer than a lot of my peers, to do just that. And I know some of you watching, I know some friends that watch this almost every day or every day, I think, that are in the same kind of boat where they met very much later in life. And so, yeah, he knows. It's like, yeah, this is a good thing. And it's favor. I like that one. I'll give that a green one. Verse 23, a poor man uses entreaties, but the rich man answers roughly. Find that space in between. A man who has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. You know, I just realized something about this. Usually in italics means that it's been added in. It's not actually in there. It's just implied. And I think in other translations, I don't think I see man in there consistently. I think it's the poor beg and the rich answer roughly, that sort of thing, is what that basically means. I think. Fancy words that don't really work sometimes. And then there's this, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I am one of those that thinks this is calling forward to Jesus. But what can we say? I'm DJ and I'm your friend. But yeah. In any event, do feel free to leave a comment a little later on. We'll have some reflection time here and do that thing. And we'll just plan on seeing you once again tomorrow. And be blessed by the best. And go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you. See you then.
Wisdom calling out from high places. Standing by the gates and the doorways, crying out to all who will listen. See truth among the crowded hallways. Riches and honor in the left hand, peace and understanding in the right. Her path leads onward to the lost promise, shining bright under the moonlight. Hear the voice of wisdom song, feel the whisper on the breeze. Turn away from foolish ways, find the treasures of the seas. She was there at the world's foundation, before the ocean started flowing, crafted with the birth of creation, a light where the dark wind's blowing.
the stillness, grasp the truth among the chaos. Hold on tight to a boundless climax. Listen up, you sons of mortals. Choose the path of life and blessing. Turn your ears to wisdom's calling. Live the truth that she's professing.